Hi, my name is Zakai, and welcome to my podcast, Love to Love, Not to Be Loved, or How to Be an Unconditional Lover. Love for the sake of love, because we are love. Not to receive love, because we are lovable or deserve to be loved. Just love for the sake of love, because we are love. Just love to be loved, because you are love. Some people believe that unconditional love is some higher state of consciousness where you can love everyone equally, regardless of how they think, believe, and act. And to some degree, they are right. To some degree, that's true. But for most people, that higher state of enlightenment is way too high, way too big to achieve, and way too far away. It is too big of a jump to make from where they're at to that higher state of consciousness. And other people believe that unconditional love is where you vow to love someone no matter how good or bad that person may become or how good or bad that relationship may become. You love them for better or for worse, in sickness and in health. And all I have to say to that is, what a crappy vow to make. Because manipulating yourself to love unlovable people is a very, very hard job, even if that person was quite lovable at some time. And you literally sacrifice your heart and soul to try. But love is not supposed to be so hard. And it doesn't have to be if you know how to be a true unconditional lover, which is someone who loves to love because it is our natural state of being to love. Just to love, not to be loved, not to receive love, which you have no control over. Receiving love from other people, you don't have any control over that. The only love you have any control over is your ability to love and potentially love unconditionally, not to be loved, because you have zero control over other people's love. Yes, you can act in loving and generous and caring ways as a strategy to receive other people's love. But as soon as your attention wavers away from them, well, so does their love for you. Yes, you can vow to love each other unconditionally in sickness and in health till death do you part, which really means I will love you even if you become a nasty shrew or a total bastard. But that never works because it is impossible to love unlovable people who don't allow themselves to be loved. So how can you feel loved and receive love 24/7 considering you have zero control over the love of other people? One, you've got to love, not to be loved, because loving, giving love, is the only kind of love you have any control over. And two, you've got to learn how to tap into the unconditional love of your own source that 100% 24/7 has its unconditional love and attention focused upon you eternally. So the only love you have any control over is your own internal love and your ability to allow and be open to receiving the unconditional love of source. Now, it may seem that source's love for you is something outside of you, but it is not. The love that you have for yourself and others is your internal love. And the love that you as Source has for you is also internal love. Because Source is not separate from you. Source's love for you is internal because you as Source is your true inner divine self. And that love is always a given. And it is always given. Source loves you no matter what. 100% unconditionally with 000 judgments of any kind. In Source's eyes, you can do no wrong. I will repeat that. In Source's eyes, you can do no wrong. And if you, even if you do something that you judge to be wrong, Source does not see it as wrong. In fact, doesn't even see your wrong things. It only looks at your purity and your divinity and your magnificence. No matter what dastardly deeds you have done, Source never ever judges you for them. So unconditional love is loving others, loving yourself, regardless if anyone else loves you or not. And it is also realizing that you, as Source, loves you unconditionally. And then tapping in to that unconditional Source love. So I'll say that again, because that's a really, really important statement. Unconditional love is loving yourself and others, regardless if anyone else loves you or not, whether they like you or not, whether they honor you or respect you or not, and realizing that you, as Source, who you truly are, the Source you, the divine you, loves you unconditionally. And then unconditional love is also tapping in to that unconditional Source love that your Source has for you. And then, from that completely empowered position, it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing, positively or even negatively, you are happy, content, excited, and fulfilled. You see, unconditional love is not the ability to love unlovable things and unlovable people. Unconditional love is the ability to not focus on conditions, to focus on non-conditions, to be unconditional. It is not the ability to look at crappy, unwanted, terrible, hideous, ugly, tragic, evil, unwantable, unwanted, unlovable things and people, and then altruistically loving them somehow, because that is not that's not really what Source does. Source does not even look at the crappy stuff. Dig that. The evil that men do, God does not see. I repeat, the evil that men do, God does not see. Because God's Source does not look back at the old dead shit. And anything we don't like is essentially old dead shit. That is because the old dead shit that we hate is the inspiration to create new and improved stuff in us, because the new and improved shit causes us to desire, or the old shit causes us to desire new shit, new wonderful stuff. So Source is 100% 24/7 only focused on new and improved, wonderful, beautiful stuff that we have not created physically yet, but that we have created vibrationally already because of our natural desires for improvement upon everything. Source has already become the improvement of everything that we desire. Source has already created the improvement of what we desire. Source is already living the improvement of what we desire. And the unconditional love of Source, even though Source is 100% focused upon the new and improved version of everything and everyone, Source honors and loves the old crap as well, because that old, dead, stupid crap that we don't like and don't want was the fertilizer that has grown the new flowers of our creations, inspired by the contrast what we no longer wanted, inspired by the stuff and the crap, the fertilizer that we don't want and don't like and don't want anymore. So unconditional love is the ability to focus on the new, to pay no attention to the old and the unwanted things, and at the same time honor and respect the old stuff for the gold and the diamonds and the priceless blessings of all sort that are birthed from the ashes of the old stuff that we're tired of and don't want anymore. So if you're looking for love from a lover, or your parents or your siblings or your relatives or friends or your children or workmates or employees or partners, etc., you're looking in the wrong place for those things. Because even if you can find it here and there occasionally or even steadily from a few people, it is no one else's job to love you. And it is not your job to love anyone else. It is only each person's job to just be love. And if they have the ability and the mastery and the openness and the will and the wisdom, then they will love to love, just to love. Because it is our natural state as divine masters to just love, no matter what. And it is not our job to demand love from others. And it is not our job to act in certain ways to please other people so that they will love us in return. It is only our job to just be the love that we truly are. You see, you don't need to receive love from anyone else as if there is a limited supply of love. And if you don't get filled up, well, you'll run out of love and die, or at least need a refill. You don't need love because you are love. And because you are love, no one else can actually give you love, because love isn't something you can take or keep or store up. Everything is love, and everyone is love. The entire universe is love. All of creation is love. You are love, and love from others only helps you tap in to that love that you truly are in general. It's like love inspires love. The love that you are is inspired to love from the love and the attention and the focus and the affection of others. But you don't get love from others as if there is a certain amount of love in the universe and we can give and receive it like it's a commodity. And this is how most people live their lives, as if love is a commodity that can be traded and sold on the stock market, or to be bought and sold or rented. But it is not. It is not. It is not love. It just is. And either you are tapped into the never-ending, unlimited supply of love, or you are cutting yourself off from the unlimited supply of love because of your beliefs that love is somehow limited and can be hoarded or shared or denied. And it may appear that it can be controlled and shared or limited by others or even by yourself if you believe that love is something outside of you. But when you understand that you are love, then love can never be denied to you or taken from you. Whether or not you have 100 people who love you or 0 people who love you, you are love. We are all love, and we are all loved 100% unconditionally by our own inner divine source self. And when you love just the love, then attracting amazing, unconditionally loving people into your life is inevitable. And easy. There is no crowd on the leading edge of creation. And luckily, because you are love itself, it matters not how many other amazing masters are joining you on your journey of creation, because it's quality, not quantity, that counts. And the playmates are just icing on the cake of life, not the cake itself. Your love is the cake. And the love of others is the icing and the whipped cream and the fruit and the strawberries and the blueberries and the chocolate on top. And give people the freedom to dance in and out of your life without your judgments that they must be any certain way in order for you to be happy. That just puts them in prison. That just makes you their slave master. Remember, they are all love, too. And love cannot be possessed or controlled or bought and sold. And you don't want to even try, because no one wants to be a slave master even if people will volunteer to be your love slave. That's not love, that's just agreement. And ultimately, it is complete disempowerment. Empowerment only comes from freedom. And true love is always free, like the air. You can breathe in as much as you like without fear that you are taking more air than your fair share, because there are no limits to air and there's no limits to love. And there are no limits to your ability to feel love and be love and to just love for love's sake. To just love because we are love. My name is Zakarin, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. If you got something from this video, share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you'll get the latest videos notified too. Come visit me at Zakarin.com for lots of more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator to create whatever goodness and wonderful and prosperity and fun and joy that you want. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!